selling with authenticity.
It's building that relationship.
About the value.
Because you want to make that impact.
It can make you happier.
Elevate others around
you. Welcome to the Selling from the Heart podcast, your home for authentic, effective, and socially integrated sales strategies to help you master the art of selling. Join your co-hosts Larry Levine and Daryl Amey, along with some of the world's best sales thought leaders and practitioners, as we explore ways to help you grow your sales.
Hello, and welcome back to the Selling from the Heart podcast. Your co-host, Daryl Amey, here today with Larry Levine. What's going on, Larry?
Hey, a couple things. It's good to see you. And by the way, everyone, before we really launch this podcast, a special belated happy birthday to my near and dear friend, Daryl Amey. It's his birthday last week.
Thanks, Larry. It's great to be here. I crossed the 5-0 bridge this week, and I got to say the water is good. I'm glad to join you finally, and it's great to be here today. And by the way, if you're new to the Selling from the Heart podcast, you've joined a growing community of sales professionals that are dedicated to being genuine, being authentic, adding real value. We call it Selling from the Heart. Larry, we've been teasing an announcement here for a couple of weeks coming up. And today, if you haven't seen it already this past week, you are going to find out right now about a challenge that's coming up the first week in October that is going to be pure dynamite. Larry, the 2021 Trust Building Challenge.
So it's so exciting because I just remember it was about, about 30 days ago, Daryl, we were doing some vision planning and so forth. And we started talking about, you know, where does trust sit in with what we do? And we're a big believer that authenticity is a trust builder. Mm-hmm. It's a lifestyle. So it's going to be fantastic to bring on the Trust Challenge because today's the time where we need to bridge the gaps in relationships and bridge the gaps with trust.
You're right. Trust is the number one commodity in sales right now. And yes, amazing. We got to work on our sales skills. Yes, we need to work on our product knowledge. But the X factor in all this is how well can we build trust? How can we get speed to heart? And we have got a incredible faculty of presenters that are going to be joining us for the Trust Challenge. Just go to 2021trustchallenge.com right now, and you'll be able to see who's going to be joining us. Larry, I'm so excited about it. And huge shout out to our friends at BombBomb for helping make this whole challenge possible.
Yeah. And it's, again, just a special shout out to BombBomb on this, because what better way to bring a face-to-faceless communication and even build that trust in the world that we live in today, mm-hmm. but through the power of video.
That's right. Absolutely. So go to 2021trustchallenge.com. Get your free ticket right now. Join us the first week in October. I think that's October 4th through 8th, if my math is correct. And we're going to have a fantastic time. 2021trustchallenge.com. Well, Larry, this is off to an enthusiastic start, but we're just laying the groundwork right now for an unbelievable stream of enthusiasm that's about to come at us. Why don't you introduce our friend and let's dive in.
Oh, well, where do I even start with? He goes, there you go. Hey, Daryl, wait, the V, right?
So that's right.
So I was on Dan Jordan's podcast just last week, and also goes by the Deej. What a, just, he's a sales energizer. I had the privilege of actually, our paths crossed at Outbound not too long ago, and we walked by each other, stopped, Larry, Dan, hey, what's going on? And it's just all of a sudden the excitement level just kept building and building. This is going to make for an absolute amazing podcast. Deej,
yes,
as he's known, welcome to Selling from the Heart podcast.
Actually, it's the Deej.
The, you know, Deej.
Yeah, there's plenty of Deej's out
there. Deej.
Yeah, you see, that's it. Well, you see, you know what? How I got that name, by the way. So this is what happened. I'm in high school, and my name is Danny Jordan. So that's, everybody call me Danny. But there was another kid, Danny Deano, and I'm from New Jersey, a lot of Italian. So Danny Deano was like Italian, tall, good-looking, muscles, you know, with the T-shirts and all that stuff. And so he kept his name Danny. And I got my initials, which I love because it's DJ. And so DJ turns into Deej. But here's what I discovered. Big news right here. Listen, what happens is, have you ever been in the zone? Like, have you ever just hit it and like everything's working well? You know, they're laughing at every line, you know, you're hitting every ball, everything's working. You know, the Michael Jordan type of stuff, you know, when you can't miss. So sometimes that happens. And I realized when that feeling happens, if you could like capture it, you could become a different person. Like, what if you can capture that thing? So, like, even my kids know it. Something like the last 100 yards of a race, that's not Danny Jordan. That's the Deej. You know, the when you're about to go on a big stage, that's not, you know, that's not Danny Jordan. That's the Deej. And so my kids will say sometimes, Daddy, we need him. Come on. We need him. We got to do something. It's a big thing. And I'm telling you, you could pull it up anytime you want when you're in, and you can capture that, and you get the results. You know, you got to put your game face. And so you're not getting, listen, when I'm here with the big guns right now, I'm bringing the game. That's how I roll.
Oh, this is going to be super exciting.
You're getting the Deej.
Well, this is going to be fun. Barry, you warned me that this is going to be fantastic. So right now it's time for the setup. It's time to bring your game, because the whole world wants to know the Deej's answer to the question, what does it mean to you to sell from the heart?
Oh, gosh. Okay. Well, it's all right. My dad, a little bit about my history, but my dad's from France, and he was we're Jewish, and he was there during occupied France. So big Holocaust stories, lost his father, all that stuff. But he managed to come here to America, and loved America. I mean, just couldn't get enough of what it had to offer, and opportunity and all that. And never let me forget it. And there was a time where sometimes you're just having a bad day. And my dad never talked about any stories about the Holocaust. I never talked about anything. I never heard it. Too awful. But one day I'm feeling bad. I'm grumpy. And I guess I was about 13 or 14 and having a, you know, I go, what's wrong? And I said, I'm having a bad day. And he says, bad day? Let me tell you about a bad day. And he went on to finally give me some stuff. And he said, and they finished it like this. Whenever my dad would say something, he only had a sixth grade education, but whenever he had like a real poignant thing in his mind, his phrase would start like this. He'd say, Danny, in this country. And then he'd give me his stuff. And so that day he said this to me. He said, Danny, in this country, on your worst day, they don't throw babies in the air and catch them on pitchforks. I know that doesn't lighten up the moment, but the point is, he's saying, Danny, this is the best place. It's the best time. You're always in an opportunity moment, and you need to be honest about it. He told me unwavering honesty gets you everywhere. And that's what selling from the heart is, giving, being vulnerable and not caring, because you've already won life's lottery. You're already here. You know, the rest is up to you. I don't know if that makes sense or not, but it did for me.
Whoa, I always tell Daryl, I think we've heard it all over the years in the podcast until right now. That was amazing, and offline I'd love to unpack that story even more. However, there's something that you just said that I really want to key in on, because I think it's massively, massively, massively important. You said unwavering honesty. As we're recording this, I just did a video about integrity. I just love following Andy Stanley and the whole leadership and his message that he brings about every week. And he was doing an integrity series. And it was about, you know, integrity above everything else. And I think this is sorely lacking, is unwavering honesty in sales.
Oh, honesty to a fault. Honesty when they say, you know, is this a cold call? Yes, this is as cold as it gets. It's ice cold. Absolutely. I walked into a place once. I was trying to get some business. This is when I had a staffing company. I was walking door to door, and that's what you would do. And I wanted to see this guy, Mike O'Brien. good Irishman, Michael Bryan, for months. I would go in there every week and I'd bring card and cookies. That was my thing. I'd bring my card stapled to Famous Amos cookies and I dropped. So I got to know all the women in the office there. And so I walked in there one time and I heard the lady say, "Oh, here he is again." And so I figured I had won them over a little bit at this point because, you know, they were being playful with me. So I don't know where it came from. And I've never said this before and I haven't said it since. But out of my mind, out of my mouth came these words. Who does a guy have to sleep with to see Michael Bryan in this place? And it was like, there was like six women. And the oldest one, I thought she was going to have a heart attack. She was like, and then she said the most beautiful thing. She said, not me, but maybe Rachel.
Oh my.
I don't know if I would get away with it now because things have changed, but I got away with it because it was just so obvious that it was a joke. It was so plain to see. They've seen my soul. I'm willing to say anything. I want to see this guy. And it works especially well when you screw up. I had a friend, the guy who made, I'm not even going to tell you who it is because he probably won't want me to tell you, but there was a really good friend who got what he says out of integrity. It would be almost like a lawyer spending the retainer money, you know, which is like totally illegal. But not having enough money to buy the product, the hard goods to make the product that he was going to sell because he already spent that money. It was that type of out of integrity. And he was counseled by someone. He said, dude, you got to call all your clients and let them know exactly what's going on. You got in trouble. There's all that stuff. You just let them know what's going on. He said, to a man, to a person, everybody looked at him and said, you know what? It's okay. Take care of it when you can. I know you're going to do it in the future. Just, you know, take care of your problems and get it done. He actually gained business from it rather than losing. Unwavering, unabashed honesty is the key to riches.
Yep. Totally agree. Totally agree.
This aligns so well with what we're talking about with the trust building challenge, and this unwavering honesty is, you know, what's amazing about that is it's rare. It's rare. And we looked at the Edelman survey as part of what prompted us to put this challenge together. The Edelman Trust Survey. Every year, salespeople are right there at the bottom with politicians. And, you know, we're slipping. It's a profession where you shine like a star when you have unwavering honesty. But you're the sales energizer. Unpack that for us, man. What does that look like?
Yeah, well, listen, I didn't have the looks. I didn't have the athletic ability. You know, I didn't have the charm, but I could be loud. I'll tell you that right now. By the way,
Deej, I can't really even tell, right?
But I tell you what happened. When I was in ninth grade. In ninth grade, our school, it was a 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th was high school. So when you were in eighth grade, you went to the ninth grade, in the auditorium. They had the student council was going to be for your class next year. So you got to listen in and vote, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so I went there and I watched the somebody on stage and I thought to myself, oh my gosh, look at this. Everybody in this whole, there's 500 people right now looking at this one person. And I physically had an experience that day. And I said, what am I going to have to do to be that person on stage to have them look? I craved that attention. I mean, that's where I was. I still remember it was Robert Buxbaum. He said, he goes, this is a cantaloupe. And he was holding a cantaloupe. He goes, you can squeeze it to see if it's ripe. Unfortunately, you can't do that with a candidate. I don't know what that, but it was funny. People laughed. And I said, holy, I went home that day and I wrote a speech that I was to deliver 2 years later. And so I had 2 years to rehearse it. Let me tell you guys, I flipping killed. I mean, it was the greatest thing ever. And, And since then, I would do whatever it takes to get that kind of attention and applause. And I found out for me, people respond to energy. People respond to passion. People crave it. They need it. It's like it's a gift. I look at it as a gift to give to them that they're gladly receive. It's almost like asking for somebody's advice. You know, people loved when you ask for their advice because it's a double whammy. One, you're giving them the goodwill of letting them help you, which is what people need to do as good souls. And secondly, you've just called them smart. You know, you never ask for advice from an idiot. You know, and so I found energy is what people need. I was once told that there are two types of people. Type of people that can walk into a room and just brighten the place up. And there's types of people that brighten the place up when they walk out. And I just wanted to make sure I was in the first column.
Oh no. Hey, Daryl, this is so good. We gotta continue. We gotta play on this some more. So let's just imagine, right? First, that very first visit. Or that first conversation. Now, obviously, we're going to throw a sales spin on this. Mm-hmm. But how many in sales have been programmed to deliver that canned first opening 5 minutes, right? This is, let me share with you why we're here today and so forth, whether that be face-to-face, phone, Zoom, whatever those means are. Imagine if that first 5 minutes was memorable. It was exciting. You brought passion to the forefront and you tied it in with some business substance.
Yeah.
That becomes memorable, doesn't it, Daryl?
Yeah, it does. And, you know, this has just got me thinking, Deej, about how if people remember, you know, like this one digit of a percent of what you say if you're lucky, but they all remember how you made them feel. And there's no excuse for a sales professional to ever show up without enthusiasm and passion.
Yeah. Well, you know, and how you do it is you transfer. It's what sales is, in my mind, is a transfer of energy. Mm-hmm. And you can transfer bad energy as well as good. And so you might as well just work on the good. I took a hitchhiking trip for 7 months one time in my life. I went all over the country, took no money, just got jobs along the way. And one of the jobs I got was a beer vendor at Busch Stadium.
Nice.
It was the greatest job ever. I mean, beer here, beer here. One time I started yelling peanuts. I didn't have any. I just wanted to yell it. And it was just so much fun. And there was this one section that wouldn't buy beer for me. And it's Busch Stadium, so it was Budweiser. And I'm like, guys, it's the same. Everybody, it's the same beer. I mean, everybody, no, we're waiting for Charlie. So apparently there was this guy, Charlie, who would go around. And Charlie, through the grapevine, we heard, earned $400 to $500 a game on tips. He was nice. That good. So I said, I got to find out what's going on with this guy, you know? So I met Charlie, and a big guy, big, just beautiful, just lovable guy. I mean, just, you know, he was huge, and he put his arm around me, and I asked him my story. He said, looked at me, and he said, boy, but he said it in a way that you really wanted to listen, you know? It was like my dad, you know? It was like, boy, and this was his line. He goes, I smile more than you. That was it. I mean, that was this big thing. You know, it was a transfer. But if you think about it, if you smile, you're forcing the other person to smile because mm-hmm. that's the law, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. So you're smiling. And it's impossible not to feel good when you're smiling. That's the transfer of energy. He shared with me, he said, smiling will make you money. Oh, gosh,
it's simple, but it's so good.
Oh, but it's true. And right yeah. now, you know, I was hanging out. I was on vacation last week. We were hanging out at the beach. Every night we go to a different, you know, seafood dive restaurant, bar, whatever. And, you know, the last night we were there, the guy was so positive and so energetic in the service that he brought, just bringing a, you know, platter of shrimp, and was so excited about all of it. And I contrasted that with the rest of the week. And I thought to myself, you know, this is a great time to be a server, because yes. the bar is set so low, sadly, out there, that anybody that brings any energy and passion and a smile and enthusiasm, to the table is going to make a killing. And
Daryl, if I could just add in just this little thing, it's a great time to be a salesman.
Bingo. Oh, amen. Yes. Amen. Yes. And that's where I'm going with this. And that's why I'm so excited to have the Sales Energizer here today is just, you know, yes, you got to improve your sales skills. Yes. You need to know your product. Yes. You should polish your shoes every so often and practice and all of that. But the one thing of just showing up with some enthusiasm and a smile and a little bit of passion, sadly, in today's marketplace, it sets you head and shoulders above the average.
Totally. Yeah, it's great. And it works in every field, by the way. Mm-hmm. It'll work. Like if you're a roofer or a roofing salesman and you just dress nicely with a nice shirt and, you know, keep your pants nice and bring a spare set in the car, you sell twice as much.
Yes.
You know, could they expect when somebody expects grime and you come with pristine, beautiful, sparkling clothing, you've already made the sale.
That's right.
You know, you just gotta, how we used to say, remember, Larry, press hard, you're making three copies.
That's right.
But the
stories. Woo.
The other thing is, how a quick way that people can use to transfer that energy and make it work is just come with an opening, a self-deprecating humor type of line. So when I make cold calls in person, I use the same line all the time. I walk in and I do it just like this and they look at me and I let them look at me, silence. And then I just say, hey, I'm one of those salesman type characters. Don't I look it? And they all do what you're doing right now. They all smile and they all laugh. And when I see the laugh, I know I got them.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like magic.
What are you coaching reps? Obviously, as we're recording this, it's August 2021. We've been living through a lot of virtual selling and all of that. How are you coaching reps to bring energy to the Zoom call? What do you say to reps now? Because this is a reality. I mean, we've had to sell over the phone for decades, but
yes.
How do we bring energy and professionalism and passion to this video type format?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. It's not the format. You know, there's in sales, there's three things. In marketing, there's three things. There's your message. There's your market. So there's message. Your marketplace is who you're sending that message to. And then there's the media. The media would be that transfer, how you're getting that message to the marketplace. But, it's the only thing that's changed here is the media. So, you could be the phone or you could be an email or you could be a Zoom call or you could be all that. If your message is crap and you're selling it to the wrong marketplace, nothing's going to work.
Yeah.
But if those other two things, especially your message, if it's right, everything could work. Here's a little process that I go through. If your belief in your product and your company and your service is weak, your message will be weak. Mm-hmm. And if your message is weak, your ultimate offer is going to be weak. And if your ultimate offer is going to be weak, the guarantee of that is weak because you don't believe it. And if all those things are weak, your belief, your message, your offer, and your guarantee, your effort necessarily will be weak. And you won't be able to bring that enthusiasm because you don't have the right belief. So you didn't build the right message, offer, and guarantee. But if you do, the enthusiasm just comes. Imagine if you had the cure for cancer. I got the cure for cancer right here. It's in my hand. You call someone, hey, listen, I want you to get this. I know you have cancer. This is the cure for cancer. No, we're going to shut. I got the cure for, are you out your mind? Have you lost your marble? I mean, just think of how excited you would be if you had the cure for cancer that you knew worked. Mm-hmm. Well, what if you thought that way about your product? Everything happens. Find the right product, find the right service.
So it's so spot on because Daryl, this goes back, Dan, to it was like a year or so ago. Daryl, remember we had Brett Adamson on the podcast?
Mm-hmm.
This goes back just a little bit over a year. And we were asking, what are executives, when you interview executives, right, this is through Gartner research and so forth, where are you seeing that sales reps struggle with the most? And you keyed in on one word, but he said self-confidence, believability in themselves and their message. And that's just key in on this, because this isn't rocket science stuff here that we're talking about. It's the little things. It's the small things that gets you to the bigger things. It's just bringing some passion and some conviction and some believability to the forefront. But it starts with, we have to believe in ourselves in order to even deliver this.
Yeah. You know, I just made a connection, Larry. Thank you for that. I'm looking right over my shoulder as a yellow book. It's called, it's Jim Collins' latest book. It's a management leadership book, which, by the way, I highly recommend all sales professionals. We do all the time. Grow in your leadership skills, because this is we're leaders. But hey, here's what he says. He says, hire people for the people, not because of the experience. Hire them for the people, the qualities of the person. And, you know, good leaders hire people. They don't hire resumes. They hire people. Because they know they have integrity, they know they have enthusiasm, they know they're creative. And if you think about when it comes to making a decision, if I am a decision maker and buying something for my business or my personal life, I'm not buying the product. Everyone's product's the same. Let's just, you know, the differentiation between products and services is minute right now. What we have the opportunity to do is to realize they're not buying the product, they're buying me. And just as an executive, a smart executive builds his or her team based on people, salespeople, we need to realize and remember every day that they're buying us. And Deej, we gotta bring the goods with the enthusiasm. Yeah. Otherwise, we're gonna lose.
Well, you gotta have a way to rev yourself up. I have a little kind of mantra that I use. I say it 30 or 40 times a day, and it just keeps going. It goes like this. It goes, I lead, not follow. I believe, not doubt. I create, not destroy. I make the news. I don't watch the news. I'm a leader. I'm a force for good, force for God. Set the standard, defy the odds. I stand up. I take charge. I win. And then I walk in. I'm like a flipping animal. I mean, you couldn't
hey, dude, see. Hey, dude, it's time out. You got to do that again. You got to do that again.
Well, I say it fast, but the thing is, you know, when you get yourself, when you turn the Deej on like there, I mean, you got to get to the point where you literally feel sorry for the poor people that don't get to meet you that day. That's how much you want to get into it. But yeah, it's a mantra. Good. I'll email it to you, but it's, I lead, not follow. I believe, not doubt. I create, not destroy. I make the news. I don't watch the news. I'm a leader. I'm a force for good. I'm a force for God. I set the standard. I defy the odds. I stand up. I take charge. I win. And I have goosebumps. You know, I do that. And I hate myself.
That's beautiful. I mean, it's
oh Lord.
But you know, it's a game. We started this off by talking about the sales business, you know, and my dad and being in the right place at the right time. Mm-hmm. And listen, you know how to be in the right place at the right time? I'll teach you the secret. This is a great thing. Go to the right place and stay there. And that's what the sales business is.
Yes.
It's easy to find, but it's just a little bit easier to walk away. If the people could just understand, you know, like Jim Rohn says, you know, work on your job and you'll make a living, work on yourself and you'll earn a fortune. Sales is an act of self-improvement on a daily basis. And if you want to be a great salesperson, first, be a great person, and it'll just happen.
The Deej, ladies and gentlemen, what an incredible conversation. I absolutely love it. We'll put your contact information in the show notes. You got to get to know this guy. Final word of inspiration today. What do you have?
Oh, my gosh. I just finished on such a high there. And you're gonna just gonna
bring... It was. Just drop the mic and walk out.
Okay. This is Sales Energizer 2.0. You got to drop something.
You know... when I was, my dad, when I graduated high school and my dad said to me, so Danny, what are you going to do? And I told him about my plans and a job and the whole thing. And he said, that's fine. But Danny, remember this, in this country, you get a job, you have one customer. And if this gets called a boss, and if this guy decides to fire you, you got goonish. Which means nothing in Yiddish. It's a good word. You got goonish. But he says, but Danny, if you're a salesman, Well, then you have 100 bosses, but they're called customers. And if one of them fires you, who cares? you got 99 more. You're in the best business in the world, guys. Go get them today.
Oh, that was so good. Hey, but before you split, Deej, we all got to do the
arms in the air.
That's
arms
right, in the air. Woo!
Hey, what a pleasure, man. It's been so fun getting to know you, and you are a true champion of Selling from the Heart, Deej, man. It was awesome.
Thank you so much. It was great.
Wow.
Okay. I'm going to go run through a brick wall right now, Darren.
No doubt. What? Oh, man. So many practical things. But to flip the switch, we got to do it. We got to turn on the Deej. That's the mantra here. And this is... You know, this is the land of opportunity. This is the career of opportunity. Every day is a good day. You know, let's go out and get it done. I am fired up, Larry. I'm ready.
I know. Oh my gosh. I'd like to see Dan on an off day.
But there was an off day.
It was an off day. But never. Oh, that was good, dude. But no, seriously though. Let's just take what Dan brought to the community and think about how this layers in to that first 5 minutes. I just don't think we spend enough time on the impact that first 5 minutes has on somebody. What would it be like if you brought some excitement, some passion, right? You had a mantra and you recited it before your call, whether that be face-to-face, on the phone, or on a Zoom call. What would that be? You know, I'm a big believer that the more comfortable you make somebody feel, the more comfortable they will start sharing things. How about if we just layer in, you know, the more excited that we get someone, the more passion we bring to the forefront, what do you think we could uncover?
Oh, man. Hey, here's my challenge. I hit rewind. You heard that mantra. Write your own. Let's all write our own mantras. Let's personalize it. Let's put it to work and let's show up. Let's show up for our clients. Let's show up for our prospects. And let's show up for the 2021 Trust Building Challenge. How about that, Larry? Hey, you don't want to miss this. It's going to be fantastic. We have got an incredible roster that whole first week in October. Absolutely free, thanks to our friends at BombBomb and some other friends we'll introduce you to. Go to 2021trustchallenge.com. Larry, it's going to be a blast, and we're going to get equipped with practical ideas we can put to work to build trust with our prospects and clients. I can't wait.
No, either can I. I'm super excited, and I can't wait to unpack who's coming to the Trust Challenge.
It's going to be fun. So check that out, and until next week, keep being genuine, keep being authentic. Keep adding real value, bring passion and energy to your prospects and clients, and most of all, sell from the heart.